Tisha Bryant's friends know her as the life of the party.
I have a lot of friends. I do. And they all say that. You're crazy. Like, it's just, but I just like to have fun.
She's 48. She has a pink pixie haircut. She's bedazzled with hoop earrings and colorful charm bracelets on her left wrist. The right wrist still has a hospital bracelet. She just came back from an appointment.
I have a person that has sickle cell anemia.
Which means her red blood cells are misshapen and are more likely to clot. She's more prone to stroke and organ failure. So Bryant needs blood transfusions a few times a year. But finding the blood can be a challenge.
When you're already hurting and in pain, that makes you be uneasy because you don't want to even think or, you know, have a situation where you can't get blood. And then knowing that you will be sicker and sicker as time goes.
Bryant does not have a blood match in Indiana, and that's mainly because she's African American. She's also far from the only one who needs a match. Kimber Blackwell, a physician assistant at the Indiana Hemophilia and Thrombosis Center, says the center has several patients who also don't have a match.
So when I see them get admitted, I start to get nervous because I know if this person needs blood, it's going to take us 2 days to get blood from a blood bank out of state to match up with them.
And 2 days is too long.
And 2 days can be too long, yeah.
She says there's a shortage in African-American blood and stem cell donors. In fact, the Red Cross says only 3% of blood donors are African-American. And that's a big problem.
So when we think of blood typing, we think of everybody being type A, type O, type AB, or type B, and then positive or negative on top of that. But then there's these minor antigens that are on the surface of the red cell.
These antigens are made of proteins and sugars, and they come in many different combinations. They differ from one person to another and from one ethnicity to another. So a black patient will likely find a better match in a pool of black donors. And that's especially crucial for patients who get frequent blood transfusions, like those with certain blood cancers or sickle cell disease. Because if they don't,
then the body can have a reaction to fight it. And that can actually make the blood cells get destroyed.
And Blackwell says that would make it even harder for some patients to receive transfusions in the future, especially with the ongoing shortage of black blood donors. This shortage has its reasons. Lack of awareness is a big one. But Amrita Myers, professor of gender and African American history at IU Bloomington, says there's also a lack of trust in the medical establishment. Blood donation and banking are tainted with a racist past.
And so even though a black doctor had helped to create the technology for blood preservation for banking purposes, there were people who didn't want a white person's donated blood going into a black person's body and vice versa. The banked blood was being kept segregated.
The Red Cross labeled blood from black donors as Negro blood back then, not based on science, but out of racism. Some black Americans were even turned away from donating blood during events like World War II and Pearl Harbor.
Donating as well. Please avoid excessive heavy bending, lifting, pushing, or pulling with this arm because it could result in a bruise, okay?
Okay. Blood donation booths like this one at the Indiana Black Expo is one way some blood centers are trying to raise awareness and build trust. The booth belongs to Versity Blood Center, and it's staffed with an all-black nurse and technician crew.
Do you have a Band-Aid that you want to...
Just keep the pressure on them.
Oh, okay.
Adam Richardson is scared of needles. He doesn't usually donate blood, yet somehow he sits at this booth with a needle in his arm. He's African American, and he sees there's only one other person donating, a Caucasian man.
You know, I would have felt bad if they only have one or two, you know. I mean,
he waits as a half-liter bag is filled with his blood and is assured by what the nurse tells him that his donation will help save lives. Farah Yusri, Side Effects Public Media.